What was going through your mind as you watched this skier get snagged in the chair?
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, so here's the deal. There were four of us, and it was a three-person chairlift. So one of our friends went up ahead. So we were, you know, you don't exactly like stare ahead, you know, super intently when you're riding a chairlift. Nobody really knows what happened to him and how he got caught. You know, we know that people can get caught very easily in chairlifts. Clearly, Utah and Colorado have seen their fair share of this recently.
Yeah.
We didn't see him get caught. We got off the chairlift expecting to see our friend waiting for us to go ski some powder because it was a great powder day, and then we didn't see him. And then we heard a scream, and we looked back, and we saw his ski, but not him. And then we heard another scream, and then the chairlift stopped, and that's when we went over the hill and saw him hanging lifelessly from the chairlift. It was pretty scary, pretty disturbing.
What happened? His neck got caught up in the backpack?
Well, so, you know, he didn't do anything really wrong. I mean, come on, we've all done, you know, just lost track of our gear, and, you know, it was a bad mistake, a bunch of unfortunate things. But what happened was is his hip strap, you know, comes on backpacks, got wedged into the chairlift. And like I said, nobody knows what exactly happened. He doesn't even remember it, really. But what we can only assume is that strap got wedged, and it pulled him, obviously knocking him off balance as he tried to unload the chairlift, thinking he was just going to ski away. It pulled him. I think it might have even concussed him, because I think he tried to ski away, and I think it pulled him abruptly, because, you know, those chairlifts whip around really fast. And somehow, not only did the backpack strap get wedged in the chairlift, but the other straps got wrapped around his neck. And that was what was so disturbing about the whole thing, is when we went around, he wasn't just hanging from his backpack. He was being strangled by his backpack, and he was totally lifeless as soon as we saw him. It's pretty scary.
Okay, so you're a professional slackliner, which means you're used to cruising across small surfaces to get from one place to the other. Were you nervous?
I can't say it better myself.
Were you nervous at all about climbing over the cable to get to the chair?
Well, no, I wasn't. You know, we didn't get there right away. First, we actually tried to build a human pyramid because his boots were dangling about 10 feet off the ground. We thought we could maybe get to him somehow that way, but it ended up being a horrible idea and a waste of 45 seconds. And then we tried to see if the lifty could run the lift backwards, but he couldn't. So at that point, problem-solving mode in our brains really kicked in because we our friend was now unconscious for almost 2 minutes, and we were starting to realize we're about to maybe see our friend die in front of our eyes. It was pretty horrible. I call it my slackline epiphany moment, slackline eureka moment. I saw the tower, I saw the cable, and just like you said, I'm really good because of all my slackline experience at getting across tiny 1-inch wide bridges, and that steel cable is about 3 inches wide. So, you know, climbing onto it, and I was about 20, 25 feet high off the ground, I wasn't that scared. I was very much – actually, I wasn't scared at all. I was totally 100% focused on getting to him as quickly as possible because we all know in those oxygen deprivation, you know, strangulation-type situations, time is of the absolute essence.
Mickey, you know they're calling you a hero. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I know. People have called me a hero a lot. It feels good, but it feels strange. The day of, it felt really weird because it was all just so sudden and hit me so hard, everything. But also, I wanted to wait until we actually found out that he was okay. You know, he went to the hospital. We didn't hear anything for the rest of the day. He could have had brain damage.
How is he?
They faced the two other friends. They went down to the hospital to see him. I had to stay up because I work at the basin. They called me from the hospital room on FaceTime, and he was totally conscious, back with it, wearing a neck brace, and smiling and thanking me for saving his life. And almost made me cry, and it was amazing. And he got released the next day with some broken ribs and a bruised trachea, and he's on his way to Alaska right now to work for his company.
He has to work after that.
He's back at it. He told me he doesn't really want to do many comments and stay a little anonymous, but he'd like to thank me and Arapaho Basin for all the help, and he's really excited to get back out and ski in a couple weeks.
Dude.
So he's doing great.